Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Bounce back in Boston. That has to be the theme right now for Buffalo as they get set for the Bees tomorrow night. First road game of the year after the home game last night. Unfortunately, does not produce a goal, let alone a win, Marty Baron. So what's the immediate reaction takeaway? There's a lot to discuss based on health of players, those who weren't available, and those who might be available moving forward.
I think the immediate reaction, Duffer, is the pace. The pace has to be better. And I'm going to keep my voice a little lower, less excitement today, trying to save that. I was grinding last night.
Thanks for sharing it with me, too. Really cool of you.
So we both have the tea going and everything is good. But the pace, that was the number one thing. Like, the Sabres did have a couple of good looks. And it could have made a difference. It was a 1-0 game until 5 minutes left. So you look at it and you say, hey, you know, Norris break, partial breakaway, you know, Tage Thompson one-timer. There was the Norris one-timer. There was some good looks. But could you have created more looks by having more pace in your play? I think that was the one thing. That's something that we saw from a lot of teams on day one and day two, and they recovered in their second and third game, potentially. That's the start of the year. The Rangers had no pace against Pittsburgh on Tuesday. They had a lot more pace last night. So I think the pace of play is, for me, the number one, I don't want to say concern, but adjustment the Sabres have to make.
Right, and then there's Alex Lyon, who was watching it all unfold in front of him. The team did, you know, after the first half of the first period, ended up having the majority of the shots and things of that nature, but they were unable to produce a goal to get things even. And then the roof kind of caves in on the team in the final 5 minutes of the game. So it goes from 1-0 super tight. You're thinking, okay, well, maybe they're going to have to pull their goalie and try to get the equalizer this way. And then they never had the chance. And that's the unfortunate reality on a night when you thought what about Alex Lyon?
I thought Lyon did exactly what he had to do. He was good. He was calm. The saves that he made didn't make him look too hard. So to me, that's exactly what you needed to get. Now, I'll say this, as a team and as a goalie, when the game is 1-0, you have to find a way to keep it 1-0. And I'm not saying that's on Alex Lyon, but giving up that second goal kind of gave the team the, oh, you know, like it's going to be a lot harder. We're already having a tough time scoring. Now we got to score two. And the third goal was, you know, when Susie came down. No, Susie was the second goal. The third goal was the deflection. But I feel like that Susie second goal was a big deflator. And as a goalie and as a team, you're like, we cannot give that goal up. We have to keep it at 1-0. So was Lyon good? Yeah, he was good. Was he an issue? Absolutely not. But was that second goal to make it 2-0? And there was a breakdown. There was a turnover on the wall. Nobody came up to Susie. He walked down Broadway and scored. But that's one as a team and as a goalie, you got to keep it 1-0 so you get a chance in the last minute.
Indeed. And, you know, we talked a lot last year about, some of the missed opportunities in 6-on-5 and what have you late in games. And unfortunately, it didn't get to that. Missed opportunities probably were power play, obviously, as they went 0-for-4. Yeah. But more on Lyon, and let's look at it, hear from it, from Lindy's standpoint, the fact that he addressed everything, including his opening night starter afterwards.
Yeah, I don't, you know, he can't. I think he gave us a chance to win a hockey game, like I said, with. It was a low chance affair. Like, I think if you looked at both teams, both goalies were good. We made a big mistake on that second goal. You know, we turned the puck over on the wall, which allowed, you know, we were trying to head out on offense and we turned it over and, you know, we put our goalie in a bad spot there. But to that point, we'd played a pretty clean, you know, second period, and to that point in the third, you know, pretty clean. So I thought his game, he was sharp.
Presumably happened on the analytics side. Didn't seem to change anything, Marty, unless you see it differently or have read it differently. It really was, according to Natural Stat Trick and the eye test, a pretty low high danger chance game. I'm still seeing it at 4-4. Is that what you're saying?
And it was 4-1 in the first period. So, yeah, you didn't give up any, like Lindy said, second period. I think the Sabres defensively were much better, and they started creating and started to take over. I still didn't like the, like, let's just say the Sabres' full pace, full speed would be 100%. Mm-hmm. I feel like it started at 70 and ended at 85. Like, you still have another gear to go to, right? That's really what it came down to. And that was on offense and defense. I think that there was another gear, another quickness of execution that needed to happen.
So where does that come from? How much of it, if any, is from kind of line changes throughout? Like, obviously, Benson wasn't out there. Hopefully, he's back very soon. Power was ill. And you didn't have your Power Kesselring much talked about off-season pair. So just perhaps, it's not an excuse, I'm just asking you, like, lack of continuity. Does that play any role in the percentages that you're speaking of as far as energy and pace and things like that?
I think it does, because for the better part of 2 weeks, you work on something, right? You're with the same people, you're working, and then all of a sudden things have changed. Like, things have changed on the back end with a couple of players. I think Kesselring and Power would definitely help with the pace and the transition and moving the puck up the ice. And then up front, well, Benson wasn't there. I felt like Benson, Norris, Thompson were really good in preseason, but now you're losing a little bit of that.
Krebs, maybe two-thirds of it.
Maybe two-thirds of it now, with Norris being, you know, like Lindy Ruff said after the game, he didn't finish the game, so that's not good. And we'll see what happens. There's a non-contact injury. It's a face-off. And we could see it in his face when he was sitting on the bench, grabbing to his left side, like, this is not good. Like,
and Josh Dunn being recalled today from Rochester.
Josh Dunn being recalled today, you're right. And let's also remember that it was, I believe, a core injury to Josh Norris last year that he was dealing with, you know, that he came back and played 2.5 games for the Sabres and then missed the rest of the season. So, so that was concerning, but, you know, and then the lines got a little bit scrambly. You saw, I wrote them down here, but you saw, Tuck with Kulik and Quinn. You saw Zucker taking the place of Krebs and playing with Norris and Thompson. So things got changed up, and they really rolled 11 forward. So, I mean, you had to. The second period was filled with penalties, so that broke the rhythm. But you have to be able to now say, okay, this is what we have to expect when it comes to the pace. And the Rangers were just a little quicker.
Yeah, they were, and the opponent now for Buffalo tomorrow is Boston, who've gotten off to a good start themselves as they are 2-0. Now, they played the majority of the game last night without Hampus Lindholm. He left with a lower body injury and is getting evaluated today. This is, it was described as a minor injury by Coach Sturm, and that has to be the hope after he missed the bulk of last year. So they're off to a good start, and they got really solid goaltending from two different players in Swayman on opening night, and Korpisalo was excellent in helping them defeat the Hawks in overtime.
Yeah, and look, the Bruins, I mean, David Pastrnak is always going to be somebody you got to watch. And defensively, you talk about Swayman in game one. Korpisalo was good. He made a couple of unbelievable saves in that game, which was like, oh, okay, like you're getting a performance like that from your backup goaltender. Mm-hmm. But in game one, Boston only had 22 shots. Last night, they ended up with 33. So, you know, they did play Chicago. And Chicago is a team that, in my opinion, is going to be going through some growing pains again this year. But I was impressed with Boston. I was impressed with some of the speed, especially in the game last night, from some of the guys that you don't really expect or you've not really paid attention to. So, yeah, I mean, good on Casey Milstead. He got a goal, but that's not really the focus. The focus of the Boston Bruins is going to be, you know, Pastrnak and Lidholm and those guys, and they were good in last night's game. So you're going to have to really check against them.
Sabres are practicing this hour. You'll get more updates, hopefully from us, but certainly through Sabres social as the day goes on, as it pertains to potential lineup news for tomorrow and injuries that the club is still dealing with today. We'll have more on the Amerks and their season opener coming up, and a lot from around the NHL on what was a 14-game night. Marty, how many games tonight?
Zero plus zero equals zero.
Okay, remember,
but zero times zero is you can't find it.
Marty, you're on a word count. Just say zero, not with a paragraph extended to it.
That's okay.
Okay, so zero games today. All of
16
them.
16 tomorrow.
Right, and then one on Sunday. So plan accordingly. It is.
I'm sure Shayna Goldman, who will be with us at the bottom of the hour, yes, is excited about that.
Shayna will be with us for her first regular season appearance here on Sabres Live this season. We had the pleasure of speaking with Commissioner Gary Bettman on the broadcast on MSG last night. The commissioner also spoke with the media while he was in town briefly for opening night and the topic of a next Winter Classic in Buffalo, of course, came up.
It would be great. I'm not making an announcement or committing to it, but we're kind of focused on whether or not we can do it around the 20th anniversary of the original Winter Classic. But we've already had discussions about the possibility of an outdoor game at Highmark, and that's something that we think would be great. No, we believed it would be something special, and it was. And if you were a Hollywood producer, you couldn't have scripted it any better that day. The crowd was great. The building was full. The game was great. The weather conditions, you know, gave you the snow globe effect. The fact that the game went into a shootout, I know from Buffalo's standpoint, it was the wrong outcome, but it was still a great event. And it launched us onto 43 outdoor games. I may be off a little bit. And we're grateful that we did it here first. And we're going to come back, I promise. Just got to work out the schedule. And it's going to be great to put it in the new building.
Yeah, we can all take issue with the scripting of that game. The ending needed to be completely different. But at least he acknowledged it in a secondary way.
Let me ask you a question, Duffer. The commissioner mentioned potentially the 20th anniversary of the original Winter Classic. When it comes to the big numbers like this, are you more of a 20th anniversary or 25th anniversary? Like a quarter?
The real anniversaries are 25, 50, 75. We all know that.
Okay, that's what I thought. But yeah. I get that they may want one sooner rather than later because it's a new building.
I guess, but if the Bills are going the way they should be going in the new building, you really want to throw a hockey rink into the middle of it in the playoffs?
Or you can't. Close to? You won't be able to. You won't be able to do it on January 1st. You may be able to do it in like March, like end of February, early March. You may be able, yeah, but that wouldn't be
the
Winter
Classic.
It has
to be a Winter Classic. So it will be over the new year. But yeah, no. The beauty.
What if you did this? What if you? Well, that wouldn't be the case. But like, what if you did a Winter Classic in the old building before it gets torn down?
I don't think anybody wants that.
I know. They want the new building. But how cool would that be? Say, hey, before we tear it down, because there won't be any football being played there, you could actually like do it right.
Yes. Well, of course, the scheduling is the key. The commissioner mentioned it, and you can make it work. And the beauty is this is now 20 years, or it will be by then, of staging these events. And to say that the league has become excellent and efficient and all the rest at this process is an understatement. The people that work on this are brilliant, and they will make it work within the confines of an NFL schedule. So I have no qualms.
And the football stadiums are better suited for that than baseball stadium.
100%. Well, I wouldn't say that. I think both are. It's just, you just have to have the buy-in from the host and the facility operators. And, you know, like, again, I think it's something terrific to look forward to for sure, and almost expected in this market once the new stadium opens.
Yes.
And we look forward to that. Indoors tonight in Rochester. Oh, by the way, you know, we promised to keep tabs on practice as it's ongoing here. It certainly appears that Norris, Benson, and Power not practicing right now. So again, if you missed it, Josh Dunn was recalled from Rochester. Their opening night is tonight, Marty, the Amerks, and they're home to Toronto. And it's really interesting in year two under head coach Michael Leone, what he's going to be working with this roster. I want to say specifically up front, but there is so much youth at the moment on the blue line, too. It's just that youth has a little bit more experience outside of Radim Mertka. Yep. But it's pretty interesting looking at their top six and having Wahlberg, Hellenius, and Rosean, and Fiddler Schultz with Ostlin and Neuchev. Like, this is a very young but really talented group of six players. How do you view it?
I view it the same way. They're very talented. There's some very different type of skill set. There's a little bit of size. There's some offense. There's some defense. There's some speed. Mm-hmm. There's some physicality. So I view this as this will be a very fun year, I believe, in Rochester. A very successful year. I think Michael Leone, the head coach, is going to have a chance to really develop and continue to mold these guys for the NHL and compete at the AHL level, which they were able to do last year. But I'm looking at this year, I think that this could be a championship winning team in Rochester, even though they're pretty young. They have that ability and that skill level to be able to do it.
Their captain is Zach Metza. Their goaltender tonight is Devin Levi. The expectation is he'll be backed up by Leinonen. And of course, when they announced their opening night roster, we know this not only from last year, but then his preseason with the Sabres, how important Josh Dunn is going to be to this team. And Dunn, of course, on the Amerks opening night roster, but then recalled today to Buffalo. So they also have shown us, based on what we saw through Prospects Challenge and Sabres games, like there's a lot of depth here fighting for the last, oh, I don't know, 3 to 6 spots on any given night in the Amerks lineup. But blue line specific, you've got the captain playing with Novikov, which was a familiar pair. And by the way, like, incredible tip of the cap to Zach Metz. So this is his second full year, but he's experienced. You know, he's laid out of college after a championship. He came into the Amerks in the playoffs for a really terrific run and, like, immediately looked like he knew the pro game. Now he's captain in his second full year. Mm-hmm. He'll play with Novikov. You got Jones and Komarov, which is a new pairing, obviously, with Jones in the organization. And Rathbone, who showed incredibly well last year with the Amerks, he's a veteran, is paired up with Mertka tonight. So it's different when you're up against what is almost always a veteran and consistently good Marlies team.
Well, that's the AHL. There's a lot of experience. There's a lot of guys that could play in the NHL that are there, depending on the rosters, depending on the teams. Buffalo and Rochester have definitely had more of a youth and prospect kind of mentality, but it hasn't stopped them from being competitive. And you're right, like, Metza came in a couple of years back, playoffs, has been steady. He's a great veteran, and it's great for him to be considered the leader for this team moving forward.
What do you expect from Levi this year?
So this is interesting because I think this path that the Sabres and Devon Levi have taken this year is one that he hasn't had really, because the last couple of years it was, oh, start in Buffalo. We're going to send you down. Ooh, we're going to call you back up. Now, even though there was some big question marks in camp with Luukkonen being hurt, they signed Georgiev. They've stuck to the let's give Levi the best chance to start the season and develop and dominate and put his stamp on what he needs to achieve at the AHL level. So what am I expecting from him? Like an MVP kind of can't like a season, but not just for the Amherst. I want him to set himself apart as one, if not the best goaltender in the AHL, the best goaltender with Rochester leading the way most nights, playing three out of four. Let's go. Like that is what I'm expecting. And I want to see for Devon Levi to be able to now say, I've done it all, right? Like he still was waiver exempt this year. He won't be next year. So right. I've done it all. And now I'm ready full time at the NHL after it.
Of course, Colton Ellis was not waiver exempt and the Blues exposed him. The expectation internally and for Ellis himself was that he was likely going to start in Springfield, where he was their team MVP last year. And here he is as backup for Buffalo to Alex Lyon right now with Luukkonen out due to injury. At what point do you think we'll see Ellis in the Buffalo crease?
Oh, we could see him potentially on Monday or maybe next Wednesday. Okay, they're going to give Alex Lyon a little bit of a runway here because, well, especially I felt like he was really good last night. So if he goes into Boston, plays well, you come back with him Monday. But you kind of adjust. You laid out next week and you say, okay, well, I got to get my calendar at some point. But like what that looks like and first, pencil.
First seven games, there's no back-to-backs. So,
but you're not going to want to go Lyon all seven and leave Colton Ellis to say, hey, you know what? The last time you played was like ages ago. So I'm looking at you could probably – You could go Wednesday, Ottawa. You could go next week, Monday, Montreal. Maybe you give Lyon five and you give Montreal to Colton Ellis. But it all depends on how Lyon is going to play. Boston and Colorado may dictate what the rest of the week is going to look like.
Well, last night across the league when there were 14 games, you can imagine how many moments would leave you dazzled or disturbed. I think you're... mug of tea is probably half empty right now. You want to start with the disturbed side?
Okay, well, I'll start with the disturbed because it's goaltending related when it comes to disturbed. I'm a little disturbed with Andrei Vasilevskiy. And the reason I'm saying that is that he missed some time in preseason. He was the one that was in net when there was the brawls and he gave up all those goals. And he started last night. He just doesn't look himself. So I'm a little disturbed with Vasilevskiy. And if he's not going to be himself, maybe Tampa is going to, like, I think Tampa is a fantastic team. But who are you going to go with, you know, if Vasilevskiy has to take some time off or whatever?
Yeah.
So that's one. Hellebuck had me disturbed a little bit last night. But nothing had me disturbed more than Alex Nedeljkovic and the way the end of the game happened between Vegas and San Jose. San Jose was about to upset one of the best team in the NHL in the Vegas Golden Knights until Jack Eichel scored from center ice. And then in OT, Nedeljkovic went to go play the puck just to have Shea Theodore like kind of break it up. And Riley Smith ends up scoring in an empty net where Nedeljkovic is still at the tops of the circle. So, you know, like bad things happen, but twice, a minute and a half to 2 minutes left in the third period and a minute into the overtime, like that was two bad bounces or two bad plays in a matter of 3 minutes and it cost them a point.
Well, there was even more to it, believe it or not, because Akira Schmid had a third period save that could have made it a two-goal lead for San Jose. Yep. And then Eklund had two chances at the empty net, couldn't get either of them in, And then on the continuation of that shift, Eichel scores on a lob from center that Deeks bounces to the right of Nedeljkovic. And he admitted, like, I kind of got caught in between whether I should go out and catch it or whether I should let it come to me. And, okay, you're thinking, well, this is very familiar, the way San Jose lost some games last year. But I can tell you I've never seen anything like it, ever. To have a goal from center and then that type of goal against the same goalie in an overtime setting. So that was wild. I mean, hey, congrats San Jose on getting a point, but that was pretty rough. And, you know, I when you have so many games...
You know what, Duffer, quick disturb as well. Did you see the game-winning goal? It was a 5-1 game, but Vancouver-Calgary...
What, you mean the one off of...
the one off Kevin Ball's head. So Filippito shoots the puck. It hits the defenseman in the head. He's down. Everybody's got their hands up, like, almost like, oh, stop the play. But Filippito continued and shot it in basically an empty net because Dustin Wolf was sitting down. Like, I get it. You have to count the goal. But even Vancouver players were, like, signaling, like, oh, the guy is down. But it happened so quickly that there's nothing you can do.
Right. And obviously, you know, some other things last night. I loved Ryan O'Reilly's game winner.
That was dazzling. Dazzling.
It was because, like, I love it when a highlight doesn't continue the way I expect it to. And as soon as he got it down low and then pulled it back to the forehand, I assumed he was just going to try and go around.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for him to be able to then think, no, I'm going to go back and tuck this short side. Like, it was absolutely brilliant. And I mean, how many years did we sit and watch Ryan do things like that in practice around the crease? It's just persistence and perfection and patience and amazing from O'Reilly last night.
It was amazing. And it was Jet Greaves who kind of got caught, right? Thinking, oh, I know what you're going to do. You don't know what I'm going to do because I'm going to switch it and go to the back end in tight. And oh, that was beautiful. He was dazzling. Zach Bolduc, who is a great addition, was dazzling as well with the Montreal Canadiens. He's got 3 goals in 2 games now.
He's no Dorofeev. We may talk about Pavel with Shayna Goldman coming up, and certainly the Sabres are looking forward to Game 2. That's in Boston tomorrow. Stay with us for updates on that. On the heels of opening night in Buffalo that featured some special moments on the blue and gold carpet.
I'm here to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I meet my bestie, Sophia. We're going to have a great night, and hopefully we can give her a dub. So it's a big night.
This is for you.
Thank you.
So you don't forget we're besties.
Oh,
and I got one too.
Besties.
Oh. Go in.
That's so cool.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Crazy?
Right, yeah.
All right,
ready.
Let's do it. This is nuts.
We can have kids. It's ours. Sophia. The power.
We love you so much.
Thank you so much. Good luck with it.
Thank you,
Ramsey. All right, guys. Yeah, you look great, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you read the bracelet?
No, I didn't. Well, I saw that it says besties,
aww,
Sophia and Rasmus. I was actually going to make you a bracelet and Carolina.
We were faster than you.
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah, you were. I know. I was going to make some. Remember, I literally just said that last night.
We were literally just talking about it last night and making you guys some.
Now we have one, though.
Okay, well, I'll still make you one.
All right.
Okay?
I would love that.
Okay.
I'm gonna go in and get ready.
Yes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Go Buffalo.
Go Buffalo. Woo. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Cruising along here on Sabres Live on Friday in October, where the weather's pretty darn good and we've got some great opportunities to bring the whole family down to KeyBank Center this month for Sabres hockey with afternoon games this coming Monday the 13th against the Avs and Saturday October 18th with the Panthers coming in. Visit sabres.com/tickets to purchase yours today. Extended pause leading into our next guest, Shayna Goldman from The Athletic. Marty, have at it.
No, I'm not going to gloat, and I'm not going to send you a Blue Jays hat just yet, Shayna. I'm going to wait until they win the World Series, and then I'm going to send you a World Series champion Blue Jays hat. So that's what I'm going to do. So just don't go rushing to the mailbox just yet. I'm going to wait a little bit, and when they win it all, I'm going to send it to you.
I'll have it over my shoulder every Friday. I mean, listen, the gloating, it's nice you're not gloating. I will say, it's unfortunate for me that no one was gloating to me on Wednesday. Because, see, many, many Blue Jays fans, I was getting many a gloats on Tuesday. And then what happened? So I'm like, Wednesday, bring it on. Maybe that'll turn things around. And it didn't happen. And I feel like that's why the series ended when it did.
That's because there was some calm before the storm. So that was good. Like, let's be humble through wins with the Blue Jays fans. So I like that.
Love it. I'm mourning. I'm in my
I know you are. Here. And I'm sorry. I can't.
And they wasted Aaron Judge, like, finally getting good in the playoffs and hitting the ball. They wasted that. So that was unfortunate.
It was all
right. Shayna, who's been the big hit or hitter through the first few nights of the NHL season? What's your big story?
Okay. Let's go a little off the board here. The Vegas Golden Knights are chaos. Pure chaos in the best way. I mean, that game against LA.
Yeah.
I cannot believe they lost that game. When you see the way that Barbashev, Eichel, Marner line is playing, they're ridiculous. Yeah. They expose CC Dumoulin. Who would have thought it? And then that power play is just lights out. And then they lose the game. And then last night, they're a minute 34 away from losing in regulation to the Sharks. That it's like, okay, this is one of the teams with the best two-way talent in the world. And their games are just chaos. You can't turn them off.
Who needs a goalie more, Vegas or Edmonton?
Good question.
This or that. A little this or that. Let's go. Who needs a goalie more?
I'm going to say that Edmonton does. I want to see Akira Schmid play a little bit more. I liked him with New Jersey. I think there's something there. I think they're not going to be as good as Thompson and Hill were together. There's a reason why that tandem worked, and I still think that was a big mistake on Vegas's part. And I don't think that there's anyone out there that they can add that's going to change that in the current landscape without making like a really interesting trade. But I look at Edmonton and I look at Stuart Skinner, and we all know it's going to happen there. Yeah. And it's unfortunate because like you want to see a different result, but I guess that's like the definition of insanity. I would like to see what Connor Ingram can do, but I'm just concerned.
Well, there's two ways to go here, more on Edmonton and more on Vegas. I'll take it back to Vegas briefly. Eichel's leading the league in scoring with 6 points. Dorofiev has been a big beneficiary on the power play, as you mentioned. He's got 4 goals already after leading the team in goals last year, despite making $1.8 million. This is going to be really interesting now that Jack's deal is done. What is your expectation for the next contract for Dorofiev?
Yeah, it could really go two ways because he could say, look, high-scoring wingers are getting paid, and they absolutely are. Like, Kyle Connor got overpaid, and guys like Kempe might get overpaid now because of how the market is changing. But I also think it's a little bit different when you're in Vegas versus, say, Winnipeg or Minnesota. And this is the difference between the Eichel contract and the changing landscape we're seeing with those wingers. Mm-hmm. If you're in Minnesota and Winnipeg, you don't have that same playoff track record, right? Minnesota can't get out of the first round. The Jets look like the best regular season team, and they're not going on deep enough runs. The Golden Knights have won in the last 5 years. The Golden Knights will do whatever it takes. If you're going there, you might have to take a little bit of a discount because they have so many good contracts, and you're part of something bigger than that. If you're in Winnipeg or Minnesota, you're signing that to be the franchise cornerstone. It's going to be the same thing with the Kempe deal, right? Especially in the post-Kopitar era. They're going to need a star to help take them the next level. So if money is a priority, Vegas isn't it. But if, you know, I could see a more team-friendly deal, and everyone's going to hate Vegas for it because you want to be a part of that top six. And he has shown that he's a huge part of it. And the fact that they're going with 5 forwards on the power play when they could have easily knocked him off that unit and said, Marner's replacing you, bestie, sorry. It shows how much they value what he brings to the lineup, too.
Pittsburgh is 2-0. Most people would have thought Pittsburgh was going to be 0-2 at the start of the season. And Justin Brezzo, a UFA picked up on July 1 this year, has looked really good. Obviously, had a couple goals in first game. Nice breakaway goal yesterday. What do you make out of Pittsburgh, being that Malkin and Crosby have been really good as well? And maybe scrambling, you know, what people thought Pittsburgh maybe in the Gavin McKenna, like, sweepstake.
If they're going to be in that sweepstake, they are going to have to get themselves to a lower point, right? Because the potential ceiling is still going to be too high for them with this roster. They have to trade players. They have to move Raquel and Rust and Erik Karlsson if they want to bottom out for that, right? Not just hope for the best. Hope for the best that if you finish in, you know.
Yeah, but you can't believe Crosby wants to bottom out. So they're probably thinking, let's go for it now.
Right.
Yeah, I think this is like a one that you just have to like take the temperature as the year goes, right? Because what's the worst case? You wait a year to really tear it down. You're going to lose value on your assets. They've already lost value on their assets by waiting this long anyway. And I don't think they're ever going to get what they want. Could you say, you know what, one more year with the big three if they have a chance? Sure. I don't think it's going to last, but that's definitely when you have to take it day by day. It's a little bit different than, say, like the Bruins, who are like, we know we have to retool and this is what we're doing. And that's another team where the core players are going to force them to be better than they want to be. David Pastrnak is not going down easy. He looks amazing already. And Jeremy Swayman looks incredibly sharp, too. And I think that is the biggest difference from where they started last year.
Well, with the Penguins, Malkin is second in scoring right now with 5 points, trailing only Eichel, and they're playing without arguably their best winger in Brian Rust. So, I mean, who knows where it's going to go? This is the super small sample size, but I'm with you. Like, I don't think they're – as long as they keep Crosby and Malkin, I just don't see them completely bottoming out here with this roster. But Brazo's been a terrific story, and I did want to follow up on Edmonton just from the standpoint of, you know, we've continued to see more and more deals get signed, and the Eichel one's the latest after the McDavid discount. My question to you is, how do you think the Oilers will spend the savings moving forward, the savings they get from McDavid taking a very low deal?
That's the big question, because that is not a management group I trust to spend efficiently. But you know what? Like, just like the Penguins have been over the last almost 20 years, they're lucky to have a unicorn in Connor McDavid, just like the Penguins do in Sidney Crosby, that forget the cap, forget everything else. Like, they're taking these team-friendly deals to give them, you know, their team's flexibility. And it doesn't mean if you don't do that, that you don't care about winning. That's not the case at all, right? Someone like Connor McDavid, the money's going to be there in 2 years. It's no big deal for him. So now it's this opportunity. I think one move is going to be another winger, another top nine winger. Yes, they signed Roslovic. To me, he's like a third liner at best. You throw him in, you get a little bit of speed, so be it. But it's figuring everything else out. If the young guys can't take that step, right? If Isaac Howard isn't ready, what do you do? If Savoy is not ready, what do you do? And you find a little bit more certainty. I think their defense is actually really good. I think they figured out their top six. I think they figured out how to deploy them in the right way. And I think with Jake Walman, they bought themselves all this flexibility that they didn't have, because it was, for a while, like, these are how the defense pairs have to be deployed in these pairings, in these kinds of minutes, or everything's going to go to shambles. So I think that having that gives them the ability to focus on the scoring, which they need help with behind McDavid and Draisaitl, and then the goaltending picture, because that situation, to me, I don't care how good that defense is, I would want 1 ounce more of, you know, stability in that.
Let's take it to the Sabres. Josh Norris did not finish the game. Looked like Lindy Ruff mentioned an upper body injury, but he was reaching for his side after a face-off non-contact. So how do you think, like, the Sabres adjust without Norris? They didn't score yesterday. It was a 1-0 game. They did have some looks on Shesterkin, but how much of an impact would that be for the Sabres to not have Josh Norris?
It's definitely going to be very impactful. Can we get this man a rabbit's foot or every superstition you can think of? His injury luck, it's just terrible. But, you know, the Sabres have one weapon at their disposal, and it's Tage Thompson, that he can go back to center at any time, right? So you can try it for now and say, okay, Kulik, get up there, see what you're going to do in a bigger capacity. And, you know, when Benson's back, now you have another winger. So if you're shifting things around, like, you can make this work. But if not, you can always just change things up and throw him back to center. No, I know that's not ideal to keep moving him back and forth. But hey, sometimes, you know, players credit short-term stints from one position.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Position to the other to help them gain perspective on where they were playing beforehand. So maybe it could help, right? So I think they're just going to have to keep experimenting as they go. And it's lucky it's the early, you know, the early goings of the season for everyone. So everyone else is shaking off the rust. So you have the time to kind of experiment and see what fits best.
I'll stand up for Kyle Connor since you said he was overpaid. He had a hat trick last night and almost brought them back from 5-1.
I like him. Yeah, I like him. I just think elsewhere that contract wouldn't fly, right? Okay. Like $12 million for me is a little rich, but in Winnipeg, I get it. You have to give him that.
Okay, what did you think of John Gibson in Detroit?
Oh, yes, please, Shayna. Tell it to me straight.
He looked really, 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 really good. The kit, the helmet, the gloves. But that was the extent of how he looked good. It's sad to me. Like, I want to see what he can do outside of Anaheim. He's finally somewhere where, like, their defense still sucks, but it's not as bad as Anaheim. Oh, my God. That was a brutal, brutal, brutal start. So it's nice that he looked good physically. The whole
I didn't even think he looked good. I know they wore their special jerseys. I don't like, what is he, 12, wearing brown gear? Like,
they're,
come on.
They're look all like wearing a, brown gloves. It's consistent.
I don't like the look on the goalie as much. Like, I didn't love it for Levi last year. I think it makes him look smaller. I don't love the look. So I'm like, listen, like, you got to be better. And yeah, I got multiple texts today saying, you know, you may have been right all along on Gibson all these years. So yes, I got multiple texts.
This is like double on brand for you. The Gibson slander and the gear discussions. Yes. So yeah. It's so you.
Shayna, yes. We got to fly. Thank you so much. We'll enjoy the rest of the postseason baseball.
Thanks.
All right. It's been quite a week for Marty and I. Yesterday, blue and gold carpet experience. We can dive into a little bit more when we come back. And obviously, we had our phenomenal food tasting event earlier in the week as well. And we'll discuss some reactions to that next on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We have some game-worn jerseys from the 24-25 season to bid on. Proceeds, of course, benefiting the Sabres Foundation. Scan the QR code on the screen right now for those of you watching on MSG, or visit sabres.com/auction. The auction closes on October the 19th. Practice was over the noon hour in Buffalo today for the Sabres on the heels of the season-opening loss to the Rangers 4-0 last night. They're in Boston tomorrow. Marty, the quick update is that Jiří Kulík has moved up in the absence of Josh Norris.
And when we talked to Shayna Goldman, she mentioned, like, you probably are going to put Kulík up there first, but you always have that Tage Thompson could go back to the middle if you wanted to, you know, do something else. But Kulík with Zucker and Thompson, McLeod with Quinn and Tuck, and then Krebs goes to the middle with Doan and Danforth, which makes Tyson Kozak the newcomer in the top 12 right now.
And, of course, no changes on the back line right now. No Power still or Kesselring. And when we talk and see all those names on the screen, it reminds us of yesterday and everybody coming to the rink to experience, including ourselves, our little broadcast crew, the blue and gold carpet experience to kick off the season.
How you doing? What's going on?
Hey, Marty!
What's happening?
We weren't kidding about that trench coat.
This is a Sabres Live exclusive. Oh.
All right, and Marty, your words to describe that moment?
That was great. The fan engagement was awesome. I'm not a red carpet or blue and gold carpet walker. I didn't know what to do with my hands. I didn't know, should I button my jacket? Should I? But it was fun. So what I did is I just signed autographs, took pictures, and basically, you know, went into that mode. But it was a fun experience. I loved it. Ride around in that nice little Porsche, right, from Northtown was awesome. I told the driver I wanted to go on the 190 and see how fast that car could go. But that was That was the highlight. The little ride around in that Porsche was good.
We didn't display nearly as much casual fashion expertise as the players did. They are taking advantage of the new way in the new CBA, and it's not always suits that are the norm on game days. They're probably not eating quite to the, you know, they're definitely fueling up, Marty.
Yes.
But they're not eating the same way as we did earlier this week when we had the grand tasting at Delaware North event on Monday. I feel like we now have a lasting image.
We're a duo, and we stick together. So there was only one milkshake left. I dug in there, and there was two straws, and you dug in. So, and I made the lady in the tram comment. So there you go. So as we see on the graphic, I'm the lady, and you're the tramp, the way that it laid out. So that's the way it goes.
We need longer straws.
Straws, you know what? People. We should have stuck like straws into straws into straws and made a long one.
Well, as I told you, I was literally on the wrong side of you, so compared to how we normally broadcast, so I was very out of my element. But I'm glad someone is enjoying a great, you know, at a great moment at our expense. But
yes.
It acts incredibly on social. It's been wonderful. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.